Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ipinalam ng pamahalang federal na gagawin nito ang lahat ng kanilang kakailanganing hakbang upang makatulong sa maibsan ang presyo ng gas sa paghihigpit ng supply sa silangang bahagi ng bansa. Nakipag-usap ang Energy Minister sa mga state at territory sa pagsisikap na masiguro ang patuloy at abot-kayang halaga ng gas. Ang detalye sa ulat nina Monique Pueblos at Philippa Carisbrook na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Mula gas stove tops, heating at hot water systems, milyong-milyong mga Australiano ang tumataas ang tinataas ang paggamit sa gas sa panahon ng taglamig. Ngunit sa pagbaba ng antas ng supply ng gas, kasabay ng pagtaas ng halaga ng presyo nito, para sa mga pangkaraniwang Australiano tulad ni Simon Peters, binago nila ang kanilang mga gawain sa loob ng bahay upang makatipid.
A big one for us here is really, you know, getting the kids to think about what they're wearing, myself and my wife as well doing the same thing. So, you know, not walking around in shorts and a t-shirt in the house during the day, you know, rug up, put a jumper on. When we're watching TV, we can use a blanket, but you know, anything to really stop us from having to, you know, hike that heat up on the heater. So trying to keep it at a consistent temperature, but not too warm.
Inactivate ng Australian Energy Market Operator ang tinatawag na Gas Supply Guarantee Mechanism na siyang magtitiyak na makipagtulungan ng gas industry sa regulator upang mapabuti ang antas ng supply ng gas sa timog silangang state ng bansa matapos ang pagtaas ng halaga nito. Sinabi ng Chief Executive ng Energy Users Association of Australia, Andrew Richards, na harap ang Australia sa krisis na di lamang panandali ang problema, kundi isang pang matagalang problemang kailangang harapin.
This is the worst energy crisis we've had in 50 years. You have to go back to the 70s where you see price shocks of this magnitude. We're quite concerned that these price shocks will continue for some time. So it's the time for action is now if we want to start resolving these issues for consumers.
Ang pagtaas ng presyo ay iniugnay sa ilang mga bagay-bagay tulad ng pandaigdigang pangailangan sa supply ng gas habang inilalayo ng mga bansa ang kanilang pagpag-ugnayan at kalakalan sa Russia. Mga issue sa iba't ibang mga national coal power stations at biglaan at lubhang paglamig ng panahon. Kinilala ng Premier ng Victoria Daniel Andrews kahapon Webes na ang biglaang lubhang paglamig ng lagay ng panahon sa state ay maaaring makaapekto sa presyo ng gas sa Victoria.
I think that AEMO has issued a warning, but obviously we have got I think probably the coldest start to winter we've seen for a long time, and that does put some pressure on the system.
Ngunit maaaring mamagitan ang pamahalang federal. Sinabi ng bagong talagang Climate Change and Energy Minister Chris Bowen sa publiko na gagawin ng pamahalaan ng lahat ng maaarit kakailanganin nitong hakbang upang maibsan ang pressure sa pagtaas ng presyo. Ngunit di nito binigay ang pangako na gagamitin ang Australian Domestic Gas Reservation Mechanism na ililipat ang export at gagamitin ang nasabing supply sa bansa. Di pa niya ito napagdedesisyonan. Ani Chris Bowen, sakaling ang batas ay ipatupad, ito'y walang magiging epekto sa panandali ang problema sa krisis sa enerhiya.
It cannot come into force until 1 January next year, even if it was pulled today. It is not a short-term answer. There is a process outlined under law of consultation which would have to occur before it could be implemented. It is a supply trigger, not a price trigger.
Sinabi naman ni Treasurer Jim Chalmers sa SBS News na ang mga hakbang tulad ng mga one-off payments ay maaaring di uubra sa kasalukuyang sitwasyon.
Well, obviously, I'm not going to constrain our choices and our deliberations with the cabinet, but I want to be upfront with people. When it comes to those kinds of cash payments, they are expensive. We've inherited $1 trillion of debt, at least, from our predecessors, and so we need to be responsible. There's not room in the budget to do everything that we would like to do immediately. We need to weigh up our priorities.
Sinabi naman ng pamahalang federal ang pagtaas sa paggamit ng renewable energy at karagdagang mga pagsisikap sa paggamit ng transmission system ay pangmatagalang solusyon.
If there was an easy, quick way to fix these serious challenges we have with energy prices right now, our government would have reached for it already. There are a number of factors that any responsible government would need to weigh up before they pulled the trigger. And even if they did so, there's a range of processes associated with that. And so I just want to be upfront with people about that too, because there is a temptation to think that something called a trigger, if you pull it, that will immediately fix all of these challenges in the energy markets. It goes beyond gas, petrol prices, electricity prices. These are the costs and consequences now of almost a decade of the former government stuffing around with energy policy. Australians and their employers are paying the price for that now.
Ang tinig ng Tresorero, Jim Chalmers. Sinabi naman ng oposisyon na kailangan magkaroon ng reasonableng pag-uusap sa paggamit at mga pinagkukunan ng enerhiya sa bansa. Hinihikayat ang mga taga-konsumo na suriin ang kanilang mga opsyon. Ayon sa Australian Regulatory Energy Regulators, ang mga taga-konsumo sa mga bahay-bahay ay maaaring mabawasan ang kanilang gastusin sa kuryente ng may 24% sa paglipat ng sa kanilang energy provider.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.